Here on Tech Daily today, we are at the movies, and many of the latest movies rely heavily on computer-generated special effects and animation. But exactly how do you land a job like that, and what do you need to study? Well, on the line I have Dave Clayton, who is the visual effects supervisor for The Hobbit, The Desolation of Smaug. G'day, Dave. How are you going?
Very well, thanks, Andy. How are you today?
Excellent. Now, of course, the latest Hobbit film out on DVD and Blu-ray right now, and you've obviously put a fair bit of work into that, looking at that movie. How much time exactly has gone into the visual effects side of that film?
For me personally, it's been coming up on about 4 years, actually, that I've been involved with the project, and
Wow. That's
because you know, visual effects in general can start quite early and help the filmmaking process. We can start by pre-visualizing some of the more complicated sequences and offering up ideas for maybe gags or shots. And then, you know, as the lifetime of the film, you know, progresses, we can then start animating shots and you know, getting our characters built and modeled and everything. So there's every step of the way, there's things that we can be doing to all heading towards that final deadline, you know, which is usually a month or two before it hits the movie screens.
I think it's a side of films that people take for granted these days. I mean, it's creative, it's technical. What for you is the biggest challenge in visual effects?
I guess, you know, at Weta Digital, we're always trying to make our effects feel seamless and realistic so that they gel with the live-action characters and shots that surround them. And so that's very challenging, you know, because obviously realism is, you know, incredibly complex and nuanced and everything. But I think, you know, just for me personally, because I'm actually an animation supervisor, so I always, you know, I'm focusing on the performance of a character or, you know, a bunch of characters in a shot. And so the challenge there is to just make them engaging and believable and entertaining, and just so that every shot we get the most out of it and, you know, entertain the audience.
Having spent so much time on this particular franchise, I mean, we won't give anything away for people who didn't see it in cinemas, but what for you is the highlight in the Hobbit movie that's out on Blu-ray and DVD this week?
Well, I was, you know, my sort of passion in this film was Smaug the Dragon, just because he's, you know, the title character, and we put a lot of energy into making him feel big and have a lot of presence. He speaks as well. He has to act alongside Martin Freeman, being Bilbo, and so, you know, he has to hold up with his live-action counterpart. And, you know, he's just cool. He's just a big, cool dragon, so it was it was so much fun to be involved in that, and everyone who worked on him put in, you know, just a huge effort to get him looking the best that he could, and so we're very proud of him. He turned out quite well, we think.
Now, Dave, as if the Hobbit franchise isn't big enough, tell us about some of the other projects you've been working on over the years.
I've actually been at Weta Digital for 11 years, and it's quite cool because, you know, you work on these films for sort of long timelines, so it's sort of very chaptered. And when I first started, I got to work on just the tail end of Return of the King, the third Lord of the Rings film,
Great.
Which was pretty much a dream come true.
Yeah.
And also kind of nice that now I'm come full circle and I'm working on the Hobbit trilogy. But in between those two, I've been lucky enough to work on King Kong and Avatar at a major films. I spent 2 years and 3 years on those films respectively. So, yeah, you really get to focus in on these worlds and just really absorb yourself in them for, yeah, literally years at a time. And so you can, I guess you just really get into it, you know?
Amazing. Now, Dave, I guess a lot of people out there might be thinking that maybe visual effects is their calling. You know, I mean, I guess there's no better inspiration to walk into a cinema and see a movie like this one and say, wow, how do I do that? How do I get started? Where can you start? What should you study? What should you be looking at?
Personally, I completed a Bachelor of Arts. It was called Communication Design. It was at QUT, and it had a lot of components to it, but one component was animation, and as soon as I discovered that, I was like, yes, this is what I want to do. You know, this is very interesting for me. So, and, you know, from there, from animation, you could work on, you know, cartoons or animated features, or in my case, visual effects animation. So there's a lot of different strands within the animation discipline, you know. But there are other ways people have got started. I mean, there's a lot of online courses you could do. Animation Mentor is one. And, you know, they're the sort of thing where you study online with little videos that you download, and then you do your animation and you upload it and talk to teachers about your work, and they critique it. And usually those teachers are within the industry. But one of my good mates got started by kind of, just hanging around a visual effects facility and just kind of, helping out where he could being a runner and stuff, and just getting on the computers at night and just getting in there and getting amongst it. And I think if you're proactive and you're passionate about the industry, there'll be a place for you, for sure.
I think you've hit it on the head there. You've got to be passionate and really have that drive for it, and that ambition gets you a lot of places, and hopefully you can end up with a fantastic body of work such as some of the features you've worked on. Dave, so good to talk to you. Of course, The Hobbit, Desolation of Smaug out on Blu-ray and DVD now, and thanks for joining me on Tech Daily.
It's been a pleasure, Andy. Thanks a lot.